in focus today, slavery in Africa. Recent events in Niger demonstrate that slavery persists on the African continent despite widespread international and local condemnation, and women and children are trafficked, especially in West Africa. Sarah Williams looks at efforts to stop the forcible enslavement and trafficking of Africans.
Early in March, the government of the West African nation of Niger canceled a ceremony designed to give 7,000 slaves their freedom. The human rights group Timidria planned to release the slaves in a region near Niger's border with Mali, but none of them appeared at the ceremony. The organization said Niger's government intimidated the slaves from showing up, a charge the government denies. Niger officially banned slavery 2 years ago, but human rights groups say about 43,000 people remain in bondage in the country, and about 200,000 people are believed enslaved along ancient Arab-African Saharan trade routes. The London-based organization Anti-Slavery International says the problem goes well beyond the borders of Niger. Romana Kakioli, the Africa Program Officer, explains how it works.
The issue of slavery, the problem of slavery in Niger, is probably quite unique to West Africa, but also is happening in countries like Mauritania. This type of slavery is an inherited status where people are born into slavery and have inherited that status from their grandparents and their great-grandparents.
Slavery in Niger is now a crime that carries a 30-year prison sentence, and authorities are beginning to prosecute those responsible. But Ms. Kakioli says Niger's government missed an opportunity to publicly show the practice will not be tolerated.
And the message was that slavery is now illegal in Niger, and it's newly defined and criminalized in law. And we hope that the message would be that people who are suffering slavery practices would be able now to access the law, and that they are now, in fact, equal and full citizens in the Republic of Niger. Regrettably, due to pressure from the authorities, victims of slavery weren't unable to attend the ceremony.
In addition to Niger and Mauritania, slavery has been documented in Chad, Mali, and Sudan. This is accompanied by trafficking of women and children on the African continent. Romana Kakioli of Anti-Slavery International says poverty often forces parents to surrender their children to traffickers, who often trick them into giving away their children with the promise of an education or a good job.
Children are being trafficked from countries like Ghana, Togo, Benin, to countries like Gabon in Central Africa. And these children, mostly girls, are being trafficked into domestic work, into domestic service. But of course, boys are also being trafficked into the sort of construction industry, into the fishing industry. So it's really affecting children of all ages.
Ghanaian lawyer Edna Kuma is executive director of the African Women Lawyers Association and has been working to stop the trafficking of women and children. She says the danger to these victims is considerable.
A lot of children are being trafficked even within Ghana. And we hear there are a lot of children going to, the fishery industry to help, fisher folk, fish as young as 2, 3, 4, 5. And my only appeal is for parents to do what they can to take care of these children instead of giving them up for, trade like fishery or whatever, because a lot of them die in the process.
Women are also trafficked into prostitution. The African Women's Lawyers Association is supporting legislation in the Ghanaian Parliament that would ban the trafficking of women to other countries. Edna Kuma cites the problems.
You go to Ivory Coast, you find a lot of the Ghanaian girls there. Or maybe on the West Coast, sub-region, they're all over the place. And either for gain, economic gain or whatever, they go there and they practice all kinds of prostitution. And at the same time, some also go outside Africa, maybe to Europe, to work, because there's quite an amount of unemployment here, and a lot of them are not skilled.
Prostitution also contributes to Africa's enormous AIDS crisis, according to Ms. Kuma. The enslavement and trafficking of Africans are disturbing and persistent problems for a continent already battling political, economic, and health concerns. But growing international awareness of the crisis and new laws may limit the exploitation of Africans. For Focus, I'm Sarah Williams.